Well, hello and welcome, everybody. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to wish peace, love, and happiness to each and every one of you guys listening to the sound of my voice. Well, I'm back home from our little vacation. We went to Massanutten up in McGaheysville, Virginia. We were kind of up in the mountains. It was beautiful. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen the pictures that I shared, like all the drinks and the cooking, and it was just an amazing time of relaxation and getting unplugged. Now it's back to life. But yeah, getting back into the swing of things. How is everybody doing? I hope your week is going extremely well. And this podcast, I'm just going to talk about some general news, general ideas, and what I think is going on here in this country. First of all, we've got a whole lot of stuff going on. It is in fact too much to keep up with at one time. Like, there's so much news coming out of everywhere. There's just people being called out on being racist, and people saying it's reverse racism, and white people don't understand privileges that they have just due to the color of their skin, and black people are standing up trying to say, well, this has been what's going wrong for years and years in this country. So I was looking at I was listening to another podcast, actually, and it was talking about changing the narrative in this country. And I think it ties in directly with removing the monuments, taking down statues and things like that. I'm not sure if that's quite an effective method. And I also think that it's a bit of a distraction. It's actually a huge distraction from the actual problem. But more on that later. And some other general news here. People have been talking about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, their marriage, and how, I guess, Jada had an affair kind of back in the day, and this guy came forward and was like, yeah, me and Jada had an affair, and Will Smith gave it his blessing, and so on and so forth. First of all, let me say this. Why in the world are we so obsessed with what goes on with Will Smith and Jada's wedding? Number one, it's none of our concern. Number two, however they choose to live their life, it's not affecting you at all. I think that's the problem with a lot of people. We're too nosy. And I think that shows up like, when you have somebody black doing something and you have a quote unquote Karen come up and I don't know, ask them why they're there or try to call the cops on them. Like, if people would mind their own business half the time, like, none of this would be happening. Like, if I'm in a particular area, nobody has the right to come and ask me, why am I here? What are you doing here? That's one of those little kind of, it's one of those racist things, but it's not like the in your face screaming the N-word and somebody and spitting on them and things. It's one of those kind of undercover, but it's still racist. Wow, there's like so much running through my mind right now. But like I said, we're too nosy. What goes on with Will Smith and Jada Smith is none of our business. If their marriage was on the rocks and they were getting ready to break up and she went out and slept with somebody else, so what? Who cares? Like, that's on them. I don't understand why that's headline news, or not headline. It's just all over social media. There's so many people just caring about that. Yeah, they're regular people. Their marriage was on the rocks. Jada went out and got a little side piece, and the side piece couldn't keep his mouth shut. That's what it sounds like happened to me. Hasn't Will been accused of doing the same thing too? He's gone out and gotten some strange. Is that if that's indeed what it's called? So anyway, I just kind of hope that people would start to get your own household in order first. Stop worrying about what's going on outside of your house. Like, is your house completely 100% in order? If it's not, then you have no business looking at anybody else and trying to dictate what they should do in their marriage and what they should not do. So anyway, on top of that, let me get back to talking about this kind of undercover racism that's been going on. Now, one thing I will say is that there's been one time in my life where somebody has, like, just straight out called me a nigger. And I'll use that term in this particular case. That term has always, like if I have ever said that term, it causes me to get a little tingle in my chest. Like it causes my throat to get a little dry and scratchy. Like that's one of those terms that I actually absolutely unequivocally hate. I hate it when black people use it. I hate it, especially hate it when white people use it. But that's only happened to me one time. I was young. Like I was 11, 12 years old. And it was just old white guy screaming at me and a couple of my friends to get off of his lawn when we were just walking to like 7-Eleven or something. But I think it's the more subtle, the more underlying stuff that kind of really gets under my skin. Let me give you a perfect example. My entire life, I have been told that I am articulate and I speak well. Now, to some, that might sound like a compliment. That might be like a good thing, but do people tell me that because they expect me to speak with Ebonics or slang or not be able to enunciate my words properly? Is that kind of what goes on? Like black people are not recognized for being intelligent or being in positions of power or being able to communicate their thoughts and ideas in plain, easy to understand ways. So I've heard my entire life that I am articulate and I speak well. And It kind of never really struck me until I was like 15 or 16 years old. And like I had friends of mine that would, you know, use the, I don't even know what to call it. The ghetto speak or the, what people think is the usual way that black folks talk to each other, I guess is what it could be called. But it kind of struck me then, and I was like, wow, are people really saying that they expect me to speak in that way instead of the way that I normally speak? I've been like this my entire life. I remember one time I had a job at a call center, and we would call people for their credit card bills back with Montgomery Ward. Anybody remember that back in the day? And I would call people, I was designated to search for people that were behind more than like 90 days or something like that. So it would be me, and I would call the same small group of people. It was probably about 50 to 100 people. And I'll never forget, one day I came in and I called, spoke to this woman. She had agreed to make a payment. She had been like, I can't remember, like 3 months behind on a credit card payment or whatever. And we had to do something called skip tracing in order to find them. So I finally found this woman. I talked her into making a payment, and she didn't make the payment. So like 2 days later, I end up calling the exact same woman back. And I guess she didn't remember my voice. But on that conversation, I'm talking to her, and she was bringing up like the last representative that spoke to her, not realizing that I was the last representative that spoke to her. And then she said, well, the nice white man on the phone told me that I could pay $45 instead of $67. And that's when it struck me. Like, it slapped me in the face like you wouldn't believe. Like, she assumed that I was white on the phone because of how I spoke, of how I presented myself. And that's when it started to make sense to me that just somebody standing in the streets yelling and screaming at you, spitting on you, calling you a nigger, that's not the only racist thing that we've got going on. It's the subtle racism. Expecting you to speak like you don't have any sense, but when you do speak properly, people are surprised. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that story for as long as I live. And it's just one of those things that happens when you're black in this country. Along with the, when you show up at certain places, people wonder why you're there. Or you go into a store and you got people that follow you. That still happens to this day. In 2020, that still happens. If you go into a certain store, people will follow you around to make sure you're not stuffing stuff in your pockets. I mean, and that's kind of, I think that's the thing that really stings the most. Because I don't even know if people realize that they're doing that. I don't know. It's hard to say. It doesn't make sense to me. But I tell you one thing. I try to look at other news sources and places where people get information. I watch Fox News sometimes. And let me tell you, if Fox News was my only source of news and information, I would dislike black people totally. I would totally believe that black folks are nothing but uneducated, untrained, animals, and we squat in our houses and piss on the floor in our living rooms. Like, Fox News will have you believing some stuff like that. So, like, on one hand, it hurts, but on the other hand, like, depending on where you get your information or your news or whatever, I see why people believe stuff like that. And anybody who has ever gotten that whole, oh, you speak so well, you're so articulate, and you're Black, I think you know what I'm talking about. That's kind of like walking up to a woman and saying, oh, you're pretty for a Black girl. Like, what? So anyway, let me take a little bit of a break. I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk, well, I want to talk about how maybe the getting rid of the statues and trying to change how we talk and all this work that needs to be done, that might not be the way to go. And yeah, we'll talk about it more when I get back. I'll be right back. Hey there, podcast listeners. DeCourcy Williams here, and I've got a quick treat for you. Have you ever wanted to start investing your money? Did you ever want to get into the stocks game but didn't know where to get started? Did you want to have some money saved up for that rainy day fund that you've been talking about? Well, let me introduce you to Stash Invest. Stash is the app that you can have right on your mobile device, and it'll allow you to save money incrementally without even thinking about it. You can also invest your money into ETFs and stocks on a weekly, a bi-weekly, or monthly basis. Whether you're saving for retirement or saving for that next big vacation or just building up some cash for that next big purchase, you can be confident that Stash will help you reach your goals. So click the link in the description. You'll get $5 for starting with Stash for free if you click the link, and you'll be on your way to a better financial future. So click the link and let's get stashing. Back. Thank you very much for sticking with me, guys. And we're talking about, I guess, race relations in this country. One other thing I want to throw out there is that this whole woke movement that's going on, like when you're on social media and you got somebody screaming, wake up, people, you're being controlled by the sheeple, you're just sheeple. Like, that's not a way to communicate. Because this whole being woke thing, it's still a matter of personal opinion. Like, you read something, and I don't know if you've heard this before, but us as humans, we don't actively seek out news. We seek out affirmation. We seek out things that already confirm what we already believe, what we already think, and what we already feel. So when you go read something and you're just convinced that that's the truth, and then you get on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and you're just like, wake up, people, like, that's still your opinion. And you screaming, or anybody screaming, wake up, is not going to help anybody listen to whatever it is that you have to say. I think, first of all, we need to sit down and have genuine conversation. Like, we need to genuinely be interested in what the other party is thinking. And especially when it comes to, like, race relations. The way that we do this is, I don't think that taking down statues and monuments is, like, the total answer. I mean, yeah, that helps. When I was little, growing up and seeing statues of Robert E. Lee and there was a Robert E. Lee Elementary School when I was going to school, like, all of that. I don't want to say that I understood what was going on, but it kind of just was what it was. Like, I didn't really think too much about it. So this whole being woke culture, I don't think is doing anybody any good right now either. Because you being woke because you read something on Google or you searched on Yahoo News for something, that's not going to make me change my mind about how I feel about something. Like, a perfect example is okay, let's take the whole Bill Gates situation into effect. People think that Bill Gates is purposefully using his money, power, and influence to come up with a vaccine so he can inject microchips into people. Now, whether that's true or not, like, I don't, I mean, I don't know. It could be true. It could be not true. But the fact that people are screaming, like, wake up, Bill Gates is doing this and this and this, and we're giving up our rights, and don't get this vaccine because you'll be giving in to... First of all, if I don't believe that, that does not mean that I'm stupid. That doesn't mean that I'm not aware of things that are going on around me. It also does not mean that I'm just willingly giving up my rights and turning over my privacy to some devil behind the curtain, so to speak. One thing that I've always believed is that we've given up our privacy a long time ago. Have you ever noticed that you could have a conversation with somebody at a party or at dinner or something, sometime like earlier in the day, and you go to your Facebook feed and you'll start to see advertisements for the thing that you talked about? Now, it used to be stuff that you searched for, and whatever your search history, that would determine what ads that you would see. Now, it's what you talk about. It's... You can, like, I was asking my wife a question about something, and she mentioned something about some kind of candle or like some kind of incense diffuser or something. And the next thing I know, I'm scrolling through Facebook later that night and I see advertisements for that exact product. So as far as I'm concerned, we've already given up a whole lot of our privacy, a whole lot of our lives. And that's just with Facebook. Can you imagine like how much Google has on us as people? Like, Google has been following us, cataloging us, recording us, taking down massive amounts of data for years, and we've just kind of willingly given that over. So at this point, 5G and getting rid of cash or whatever, trying to go to a cashless society, and whatever vaccine it might come up for this COVID situation, those are not going to be the cruxes that we give up all of our privacy and all of our rights on. Like, we've already done that, I think. And I'm not saying that we can't stop it, but has anybody ever actually looked at the privacy settings on their Facebook account or their Google account? Like, have you ever gone through the terms of service or anything like that? So it's kind of hard to say that right now, at this very moment, the addition of 5G or a vaccine for COVID-19 is going to allow companies to trace us and track us any more than what they've already been doing. Like, we've been using credit cards for God knows how long. They've been tracking our spending habits and what we spend and where we spend it. That's been going on for years. You could just watch an episode of Law and Order SVU and find out how the police been tracking people and their spending habits, and they put flags on people's credit cards. If that's been going on, let me tell you something. If you see something on TV, you see something in a movie that just seems way out there, it doesn't seem like it could happen, good chances are that the government or some other entity is already using technology like that. Like, we've seen stuff that happened in movies like back in the 80s and back in the 90s, and we're seeing that exact thing like in real life. Perfect example, the communicators from Star Trek. They look like flip phones from back in the day. Now, that era is already come and gone, but there are certain things that you can see in movies and in TV shows that it's a pretty good chance that the stuff is actually out there for real and being used to whatever's advantage. So, that's my little thing about how people are screaming, wake up and stop being sheeple. Like, it's still just a matter of personal preference. You can spout out all the numbers that you have, all the research and numbers for this way and numbers for that way. I guarantee you, I can show you a study that's got opposing numbers, opposing facts, and opposing ideas. So I think the best way to go about this is, though, is stand for something. Like, no matter what it is, no matter where you are, stand for it, but don't try to push your ideals off on other people. I mean, you could talk to other people about how you think and what you think might be going on, but don't start shouting, wake up, because number one, that insinuates that that person is somehow not aware, they're asleep, they're stupid, they have no idea. I don't agree with that. So the other thing I don't agree with is this idea of trying to erase history. Now, I agree that some of these monuments probably need to come off of like parks and city corners and things like that. Maybe they can go into a museum. But I don't think that just simply taking down a statue is going to erase history and erase what has been done. I applaud, like, NASCAR for getting rid of the Confederate flag, and I applaud, what was it, Mississippi for getting rid of that Confederate banner off of their actual flag, their state flag, or whatever it is that they did, whatever state that was. But that is not going to erase the thought processes that people have. That is not going to erase the ideals that people have about slavery, about black folks, about any of that stuff. Let me tell you what I believe. I believe that there are things that have kind of been introduced to us, and we aren't even aware that they're there. Let me give you a perfect example. The terms that we use, and the way that we use the term black to be associated with anything negative. Think about it. You got the term blackmail, blacklist, little black book, and anything other thing that you can relate to black and negative connotations. And then you turn around and you got something like a little white lie, where it's supposed to mean it's still a lie, yes, but it's not a bad lie. You know, it's like one of those things where when we're brought up as young black kids in this country, we hear terms like blacklisted and blackballed and of course I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of any others, but you know what I'm talking about. Those terms that just begin with the word black, and they're all used to denote something negative. And then we're brought up in this country and we're termed as black. Now, I don't think I ever liked the term African-American because that's kind of like when people say, why don't you go back to Africa? Like, I have no ties to Africa. I don't have any family in Africa. I don't know anybody from Africa. I don't know anything about Africa except for that it's this humongous continent. So African-American, that term, I always just stuck with black. Like, we were black in the 70s and 80s, and then in the 90s, we tried to push the whole African-American term to be politically correct. And I think now it feels like we're just going back to black. Most people are just comfortable saying black. That's fine. That's cool. But changing the word around is not going to change, like, people's ideals, people's thought processes. I think the only way that can happen is through, like, face-to-face communication, like talking, like I said before, genuinely being interested in somebody else's point of view instead of just seeking out news and articles and numbers that confirm something that we may already think. Open up your mind to maybe a different way of thinking. So what I was saying, the whole getting rid of the monuments and that's not going to really change the base of how we go, like, in this country. Like, the ice cream truck song. Have you gone and looked that up yet? Have you gone and looked up the song "Nigger Love a Watermelon"? That's the song that we used to run down the street after the ice cream truck, chasing with our little 75 cent, 50 cent, a dollar to get some ice cream. Never knew it. I never knew that before. And now, I haven't heard that. No, I take that back. I did hear that on an ice cream truck, like, last year. Haven't seen too many ice cream trucks this year, but I have heard that recently. And if you don't know about it, then, and I mean, the people that's driving the ice cream truck, they might not even know the origin of that song. Does that mean they're a bad person? No, I don't think so. I don't think that. I'm not the type that looks at a whole group of people and think that they're, like, all bad or all good. I mean, we're just people. Like, we all burp. We all go to the bathroom. We all have insecurities. We all have fears. We all have things that we're good at. We all have gifts that I still believe that we need to find what they are and hone them and share them with the entire world. Like, we're just people. We all bleed red. We all have physical hearts. We all need air to breathe. Like, I mean, there are just certain things that that I believe that we as people, well, I mean, that's not that I believe, that that's what we need. We need air to breathe. We need to drink water. We have hearts. We all have spines. We all bleed red. Those are certain things that I can scream wake up about and that you really can't dispute. Because you show me somebody that doesn't need to breathe air, then yeah, we're really living in a sci-fi movie. So yeah, I want to bring this to you guys. What would be going too far as trying to change the narrative of this country? And do you believe that these monuments and statues and flags need to be changed, and Confederate flag needs to be removed and things like that? I tell you what, though, I've never heard of a country or a nation that celebrates the losers of the war. Are we the only ones that do that? Like, we still have Confederate monuments up and we still celebrate that flag, but they lost the war, the Civil War that they fought in order to uphold their state rights or their Southern heritage or whatever. What I believe we can all kind of agree on, that Southern heritage involved owning slaves. The state's rights were the rights for the states to own slaves. So, I mean, unless somebody can come and hit me with some facts about anything other than that, like what is the heritage that the Confederate soldiers fought and lost for? And why to this day are we still looking up to those guys like they were gods? I mean, I don't know why we even look up to the forefathers like they were gods. I mean, they were just people. They were still people. No matter how good intentioned they were, no matter what documents they signed, the majority of the founding fathers owned slaves. So they built their family fortune, their heritage, their narrative. They built that by having somebody else do the work. And it wasn't an agreed upon, like, yeah, we'll do the work and we'll be happy about it. I mean, there was beatings, there was hangings, there was masters sleeping with the female slaves, which is why you got black people and white people and their cousins, and come to find out that they were fathered by, on the regular family side, by some ancient general or some guy from back in the day, and then he was also sleeping with his slaves, so he's got a black family. I mean, do families talk about that type of stuff? Share that with us if you can. Are you one of those white families who's got their skeletons in the closet, meaning a black side of the family? And is it discussed? Is it brought up at Thanksgiving? Is there any reaching out to that other side of the family, or is it one of those secrets? Here's another term, one of those little dark secrets. Literally a little dark secret. So, sorry, I don't have any answers. What I want to do is foster discussion. Like I said, I feel like we need to sit down and talk. People need to talk instead of screaming at each other. And this whole wake up culture, like, it's still, you might as well just start your sentence off with, in my opinion. It's the same thing as when you start screaming, wake up. Wake up, people. Let's not do that. Let's actually sit down and discuss. And don't forget, if you can show facts and numbers and reports all you want, there I guarantee you that there's somebody else that's got some opposing facts or some opposing numbers. So, that's really what I wanted to talk about today. Like I said, it's just a lot of stuff happening. It's shifts being taken. It's changes in how we think and feel and operate. And yeah, it's a whole lot to take in at once. So, thank you guys very much for listening. Don't forget, follow me on Instagram at Corsi the Wine Lover. And you can check out my new blog, Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures. Let me tell you, I'm getting text messages every week of people joining my organization. And I'm talking about my coffee organization, wine organization. There's people improving their finances, getting their credit in order. Like, there's so much that I have going on there. Like, I could do an entire two podcasts on my blog. So just go check it out for yourself. Take a look around. I even write about Harry Potter. So, one of my favorite subjects. So, thank you guys. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you in the next one.